So now coming into our sitting and finding a posture for yourself that really embodies confidence. How is that for you? Let yourself play around with that for a few moments. Whether you're sitting, standing, or lying down, a posture of confidence for most of us usually entails feeling very grounded, having a good, strong sense of touching the earth and being touched by it. And if we're sitting or standing, there's usually a sense of upright, with a sense of a strong back and an open front, open heart. And with the head, we're looking straight at life. We're undaunted in our posture. Maybe the eyes are open. Maybe they're looking outwards. Maybe they're closed, but they're outwards or even slightly upwards. Experiment. And when we're confident, interestingly, we're usually quite relaxed. So see about that, and if you can soften through face, shoulders, arms, torso, down to your toes. Can we also bring to the practice intentions and attitudes of confidence? Can we remind ourselves that we really care about seeing clearly? That we really care about cultivating open-heartedness? That we really care about appreciating and showing up for this life, engaging in wise attention. And so with this posture of confidence and these intentions, engaging in a breathing practice in the silence, wherever it feels comfortable, easeful for you to feel the breathing, where it's relaxed, where you feel confident. We might check to see if there's any hindrance showing. The open question, is there a struggle? Is there any struggle in the practice may point to a hindrance? And we can open to it, be with it, explore it, let it be. We might check in particular, how's the attitude? May point to some wanting or not wanting. Or how's the energy? May point to sloth and torpor or its opposite, restlessness and worry. And we can ask, how's the trust, the confidence, maybe even the word commitment as a way of noticing if there's any doubt, uncertainty. as we continue to sit, to practice in our confident postures, feeling the breathing, we can open our awareness to sounds. And as we do so, appreciating our ability to hear. And moving from here into more gratitude, grateful for our capacity to see, see all the beauty of this world and one another. Appreciating too our ability to smell and taste. The scent of spring. Taste of our food. Appreciating as well our capacity to sense through the body all the many sensations at the skin and inwardly. And appreciating the life-giving breath. And the various organs of the body. The heart pumping, kidneys filtering, digestive system, the brain, sense of our limbs, allowing us to do so many things, reach out to one another, work with tools, care for ourselves and others. walk, run, dance, move about. And feeling into body, keeping that nice, confident posture. And what are you grateful for within your own body? So often we disparage our bodies. Is there something, though, that you go, yes, that's lovely. Lovely hands or feet or legs or hair or whatever. Just appreciating the life of the body, its strength. Can we let be let go of any ill will towards our bodies? This is a hindrance. Opening to what works. We're here, we're alive. Opening to, if you will, to these human minds that have the capacity to be aware, to awaken, to engage with this practice. Appreciating too our human hearts that can be open, kind, and grateful. Having a sense of blessing, reverence, if you will, for this remarkable, blessed human life, as the Tibetans say. And taking some time to bring gratitude to particulars in your own life, perhaps some relationships. Just let them flow in, these different beings. A nod, a smile of gratitude. and letting arise various experiences over your lifetime that you know that you're profoundly grateful for. Just let them arise, move through with a nod, a bow, a smile of gratitude. Sure to stay embodied. Feel your posture. Breathe into these memories, these experiences. Feel into them with your bodies, your hearts, your minds. Perhaps too, moving out from the particulars into the universal. This earth, the sky, the air, the water, the sun. The other animals and beings, the plants. All part of this earth, as are we. And in these last few minutes of the practice, just resting in breath and body, and simply being here as we are. Noticing any benefits from the practice. Is there possibly a little measure of added confidence, of joy, of ease? And if not, that's okay too. Can we let that be okay? We spent the time. We're on the path. And having a sense of dedication of the practice. For our own benefit and that of others. May we all be free from doubt and uncertainty. May we all live confidently. May we all live with gratitude, appreciation. May we all be joyful. May we all be free. In a short poem from Mary Oliver called Praying. It doesn't have to be the blue iris. It could be weeds in a vacant lot or a few small stones. Just pay attention. Then patch a few words together and don't try to make them elaborate. This isn't a contest, but the doorway into thanks and a silence in which another voice may speak.